We've been looking at the life of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and there's so many lessons that we can gain from the life of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. Now, amongst the goals of the Islamic rule is to establish the principles of an Islamic system which lays the foundation of a true Muslim community. And one of the important principles is justice and equity. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu wrote to his people in various regions and he said, command each other to do what is right and forbid each other from wrong. Let not the believers humiliate themselves, for I will certainly stand by the weak amongst the strong as long as the former remain oppressed, inshallah. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's rule was based on the highest levels of justice. When witnesses testified that Walid bin Uqba, the governor of Kufa, had been drinking wine, Sayyidina Uthman applied the prescribed legal punishment and dismissed him. Even though he was his half-brother from his mother's side, he also granted to reinstate Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. The people of Kufa did not want Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas to replace him. And then there's an amazing incident. It said Uthman once got angry at his servant and twisted his ear until it hurt. And that night he was unable to sleep until he had called the servant to his resting place and instructed him to retaliate by twisting his ear. And the servant refused. However, when Sayyidina Uthman insisted, he complied with the orders. Another pillar of the governorship of Sayyidina Uthman was freedom. Freedom was the basic principle of rule in the era of the rightly guided Khulafa. It granted safety and freedom to all within the limits of the Sharia, which do not contradict the values. The core of Islam is to freedom, and this was a major and fundamental part of it. Not many calls in history that have been matched this, that the public freedoms known to us today were known and protected during the time of the Khulafa'i Rashidun. And these include freedom of religious belief, freedom of movement, the right to safety and privacy in one's home, freedom to possess property, freedom of opinion. These were all things that were there already in the time of the Khulafa'i Rashidun. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu remained focused upon taking himself into account, and he would also reckon with others. It has been narrated that he did this on many occasions. Sayyidina Uthman rebuked Muhammad ibn Ja'far bin Abi Talib for wearing a garment dyed in safflower. And when Sayyidina Uthman went to Mecca for the Hajj, and the wife of Muhammad ibn Ja'far ibn Talib went to her husband and spent night with him, in the morning Muhammad smelled of perfume and wore clothes saturated with a red safflower. He caught up with the people in Malal between Mecca and Medina before they left. And upon seeing this, Sayyidina Uthman scolded him and said, are you wearing something dyed with safflower even though Allah's messenger forbid that? That's one instance of him rebuking, being very vocal. He would also not allow ladies to travel with while they were in the Iddah. He used to turn back women who went for Hajj or Umrah during the Iddah after the wars. Imam Abdul Razzaq narrates that from Mujahid, who said that Sayyidina Umar and Usman used to turn back the women who came for Hajj or Umrah from Al-Juhfa and Dhul-Hulayf, places in Mecca, that means women that were residents then that should not have been there. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu used to forbid people from becoming occupied with flying pigeons. As they began doing, these were things that when people had abundance of wealth, instead he ordered them to slaughter the pigeons. And Imam Bukhari narrates from Al-Hassan, who said that I heard Sayyidina Uthman deliver a sermon in which he ordered the killing of dogs and slaughtering of pigeons, and he felt this was deviating people's attention. Sayyidina Uthman used to forbid backgammon and commanded anyone who had this game in his house to burn it or break it. Imam Al-Bayhaqi narrated from Zubayr ibn al-Salt, said that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was on the pulpit, and he said, oh people, beware of maysir, meaning backgammon, for I've been told that some of you have it in your houses. Whoever has it in his house, let him burn it or break it. Sayyidina Uthman later admonished again from the pulpit, he said, oh people, I told you about this game of backgammon, and yet I've not seen you remove it from your homes. I am very close to commanding firewood to be gathered and sending men to the houses of those who possess these games
so they can burn them their houses down. It's firm on the truth. Whenever Sayyidina Osman saw someone practicing evil or unsheathing a weapon, he would expel this culprit from Medina. Salim ibn Abdullah had confirmed that when Sayyidina Osman caught any of them practicing or any evil or unsheathing a weapon, even if it was a stick, he would expel the person from Medina. Once during his Khilafat, Sayyidina Osman hit a man during a dispute, and when the man said something disrespectful about Al-Abbas, Talib, paternal uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and when he asked if he thought his action was justified, he said, "I do. Allah's Messenger honored his uncle, so I could let people. How could I let people belittle that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's uncle? Whoever does this has opposed Allah's Messenger, as he approves this kind of behavior." And he spoke out against various ills. He spoke about consuming alcohol. He said, "Stay away from wine, for it's the root of all evil. A man from those who came before you used to devote himself to worship, but a woman who loved him led him astray. She sent him, she sent to him her maid servant who said, she wanted to come and witness something. The man went to the servant. Every time he went through a door, she closed it behind him until they came to a beautiful woman with a boy and a jug of wine. And she said that, 'By Allah, I did not call you here to witness anything. I called you here so that you would sleep with me or drink a cup of this wine or kill this boy.' And the man, thinking that there's no way out, he said, 'Give me the cup of wine.' And she gave him the cup, and he did. And he said, 'Give me more.' And he did not stop until he had slept with her and killed the boy." Sayyidina Usman would narrate this. This is the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, "Keep away from wine, for I swear by Allah that faith and constant drinking do not come together, except that one of them is close to being expelled from the other." In his public sermon, Sayyidina Usman bin Affan gave a speech after praising Allah. He said, "O people, fear Allah, truly this is a great gain. The smartest are those who keep a check on themselves and work for what will come after death. That they earn light from the light of Allah to illuminate their graves. Let everyone be afraid of Allah resurrecting them blind after they once had the ability to see. Concise words suffice a wise man, but they are not comprehended by death. Know that those who fear Allah need not fear anything, but if Allah is against them, in whom will they place their hope?" Sayyidina Uthman narrated that Nabi Sassam said, "The hornless animal will take vengeance from the horned one on the day of Qiyamah." Sayyidina Uthman said, "By Allah, we used to accompany the Messenger of Allah when he traveled and when he stayed. He used to visit our sick, attend our funeral, go to war with us and share with us whether he had more or little. Some people want to teach us about him, but have most likely never even met him." These are some of his advices, and there are random words of wisdom that he shared. One of it is, "Whenever anybody hides something, Allah Most High manifests it on the face or through a slip of the tongue." So you can't hide anything from Allah. Another word of wisdom said, "Allah restrains with power what He does not restrain with the Quran." Another one, Uthman radiallahu anhu did not value this world. He would say, "Worrying about this world darkens the heart, while worrying about the year after illuminates the heart." He said, "It's enough punishment for a jealous person that he's sad when you are happy." He said that during conflict, he said, "I ask Allah to forgive me if I have wronged someone. Likewise, I pardon in case where I was wronged." And that is really magnanimity to the highest level, to pardon with someone when you've been wronged. He said that everything has something that undermines it, and every grace has some infirmity. What undermines the religion, weakens it, its grace, are those who always dishonor others and harbor hatred. And they make apparent what you like and conceal what you dislike. They are ignoble people who behave like ostriches. These were some of the wise words of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he shared with the Sahaba and with those around him. When Abdullah bin Zubair had conquered North Africa, Sayyidina Uthman made him its ruler, and Ibn Zubair then gave a speech, and after he finished, Sayyidina Uthman said, "Marry women based on their fathers and their brothers are. I have not seen anyone amongst the descendants of Sayyidina Abu Bakr who resembles him like this one does." Abdullah bin Zubair's mother was Asma bint Abi Bakr, and Usman meant that Ibn Zubair was like his grandfather Abu Bakr in terms of bravery, in terms of courage, in terms of eloquence. And he also said, when one does an action, Allah places the garment of his action on him. So these were the wise words of Sayyidina Usman. We'll continue looking at his life into next week. We're going to look at specific traits of his that he possessed that made him such an outstanding personality.